To China, where a high number of suicides and suspicious deaths among officials has raised concerns about the methods used in President Xi Jinping's corruption crackdown. 3 years since the campaign was launched, more than 30,000 officials have been punished, while thousands more have been investigated. China correspondent Bill Birtles.
Earlier this month, at around 5 o'clock in the morning, a local police chief in the small central Chinese city of Qinyang fell from his building. According to authorities, Deng Yusheng was preparing to take some colleagues on a work inspection tour when he fell to his death. But online, residents started to question this explanation. And since then, a debate's been brewing about whether Mr. Deng's death was really a suicide. Qi Xingfa is a Shanghai-based political analyst.
Among the officials, there are many who suffer great psychological pressure. There is a high proportion of corruption, and these officials are scared of being caught and punished.
Authorities in Qinyang haven't said whether Mr. Deng was being investigated for corruption, but with so many officials across the country having fallen within the net of the Communist Party's graft busters, such a possibility is being raised. This year, there have been at least 27 officials who have died from either suicide or what the state media calls abnormal deaths. These include drownings and falls from buildings. Qi Xingfa says these deaths are on the rise.
According to media reports, there are more suicide cases among officials in President Xi Jinping's 3 years than in the 10 years of his predecessor. Although the reports can't accurately reveal the real numbers, I personally do believe it's growing.
Xi Jinping has made anti-corruption the hallmark of his rule. The campaign has claimed China's former security chief and a top general, but lower-level officials have bore the brunt, and experts say fear of the methods used for interrogation could be driving them to take drastic measures. Shen Liangqing is a former prosecutor who wrote a book on the Communist Party's extra-legal interrogation process called Shuanggui.
During Shuanggui, extracting confession by torture is very common. Some officials fear they won't be able to bear it, so they commit suicide to avoid it. Another more important reason is to protect their family. If an official dies before or during investigation, the case would be suspended. The money he'd taken would be kept by his family. But if he confessed, he may still be tortured, and his family would also lose all the wealth and be held accountable. If he's smart, death would be a very wise option, as long as he has the courage to die.
Observers in China say discouraging corrupt officials will remain difficult unless the motivation to protect their families is removed. Politics professor Qi Xingfa.
To improve our fight against corruption, we should continue to investigate after an official's death. It's really necessary. The investigation should only end when the case is closed.
3 years since it began, the campaign isn't slowing. In the past month, a vice mayor of Shanghai and a deputy party boss of Beijing were among the latest officials to come under investigation. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing reporting for AM.